The Bush Telegraph, written by Fiona MacArthur and read by Taylor Ferguson, Nikki Shields and Alex Williams.
Welcome to Middleton, population 1. Bridget's mother slowed the car as she read the sign out loud. Gotta love outback Queensland, her mum smiled, but at 11 years old, Bridget felt more horrified than amused. As she stared at the poo-brown emptiness, she couldn't believe she'd been born out here somewhere. Soon they drove past the roadhouse, the only remotely house-like building in the sad excuse for a town. The wide graveled drive held two dark cars out front like two black teeth in a yawn of boredom. There'll be more people at Spinifex B, and it's only for 12 months, don't worry. Bridget looked at the tin roof radiating heat and couldn't help imagining an egg sizzling sunny side up. It was so hot. Her mother said, 150 years ago, this was a changing station for Cobb and Co. horses between Winton and Boulia. Bridget sat straighter at the mention of horses. One of the possible upsides of her mother's nursing contract in Western Queensland was the chance that she could have a horse. Her mum said she'd think about it. She couldn't have her best friend Millie or any of the friends she had on the island, but maybe a horse. Bridget pressed her face to the window again and stared at the single building village. That has to be the smallest town ever. Her mum laughed again as she sped up out of the built-up area speed zone. It wasn't funny, but at least one of them was in a good mood. Bridget couldn't even begin to compare the last town they'd passed through after driving for hours, Winton with Lord Howe Island. She wanted her old world with people she knew, not this empty world. She'd seen Darling Harbour, the zoo, lots of places really when she'd spent holidays on the mainland while her mum had been nursing there. Bridget was still in shock when she'd left the island where she'd grown up. She couldn't believe she wouldn't be going back to the island central school, where you didn't have to wear shoes if you didn't want to. Out here, she'd bet her feet would burn right off if she went barefoot. And they'd be here for 12 months. Year 6 had been the year she'd been looking forward to. She puffed out a worried sigh. Finally, she'd be a senior girl, but now she'd be in a new school with people she didn't know. What if they'd all learned stuff she hadn't? This place out here in the middle of Queensland would be horrid. These huge distances you had to sit in the car for, long straight roads towards the horizon that just went on and on. Her gaze tried to stop the shimmery mountains wiggling like mirages in front of her. This just felt all wrong. Look at the baby emus. Her mum's words shifted Bridget's dark thoughts and her eyes widened. The mother emu's so tall. The flightless bird's long neck turned to look at them with suspicion as the car slowed again and her spotty followers quickened their pace. Bridget laughed out loud at the three speckled emu chicks as they trotted beside their mother parallel to the road. The landscape's changed a lot since yesterday, hasn't it, Bee? Mum offered the obvious statement. Bridget's brief excitement died. Duh. They'd flown into Brisbane, a city like Sydney, where they picked up her mum's almost new car and their sent ahead belongings. That had been exciting. Last night they stayed in a long, skinny cabin at a place called Longreach. She knew why they called it that. It had taken ages to get there. But they'd had pizza delivered to their little house at the end of a row of tiny overnight houses, and that had been fun. But that was last night. Now they were approaching their destination from an angle mum said even she hadn't seen. Bridget hoped they were on the right road. Granny usually gave the directions if they drove anywhere. A pang of too recent loss tightened her throat. How odd it felt to have just Mum and her on the road, and it would be even stranger to be in a house on their own.